into his box. He just runs right in the pack. I wonder if he's got damage. Look at that tire. Almost went into the crowd as well.
Almost went onto the front straightaway. Elio trying to get sneaky. And then...
Maury Rose, the two-time winner, takes the lead from Faulkner. That's the way they finish the first lap.
Joined this morning by team owner Mike Shank. You've had, what has it been, a month since the Indy 500? A little bit more than that. We're going to start with a fun question. What's the approximate number of cases of Busch Light that have been consumed in the last 6 weeks or so?
Well, there's two answers. There's what we've drank and what we put in reserve. So I think we probably ended up, Anheuser-Busch probably gave us 60 cases, 6-0. And we've killed probably 20 of them between us and the crew. And they've been very generous, very nice. Anheuser-Busch, I'm talking.
Any chance they could ever become a associate sponsor?
Always
a chance. All right. So we're in Mid-Ohio, your home race. You're building a new facility. How good does it feel to just have everything right now feeling like it's going in a positive direction?
Well, I mean, we've worked really hard to try to get that feeling, but racing's funny. Just yesterday, you know, we got taken out first turn, first lap of our prototype race. So, you know, it gives you good, it gives you bad. You lose more than you win. It's not bullshit. It's a real sentence. And, we're just super grateful that we got this opportunity. The partners are super happy right now. And, we're going to hopefully have some things to announce here in August and set our path for a while.
Nice. So when will the new facility be done? And will that house IndyCar, DPI, and whatever else may be going forward?
The new shop will be done probably in September or so, okay. I would say. It'll house, it's 50,000 square feet. It's state-of-the-art. It's the latest kind of thoughts on how we'd like to have a shop. And I think it'll be a good place for people to visit. We're
still conservative people by nature, so it's not this grandiose mansion as a tribute to what we've done, but practical, clean, well-lit, in a decent neighborhood.
I asked Jack this a couple weeks ago, but you have an experienced guy in Elio now joining you, joined for the 500, obviously, but then the rest of the year. Has he taught you anything about IndyCar just from his vast experience?
Absolutely. He was 20 years at arguably the best team in the last decade, or 50 years. So there's lots of tidbits.
Yeah.
Some work, some don't. Some are really good, some kind of we've done maybe, or
right.
But there's always something positive, and that in there lies the reason why we decided to go with him instead of a young guy.
And is there talks already or thought about him coming back next year and whatever you do with the second car?
We're working on that presently, so we hope to be able to talk about that pretty soon. Yeah.
Awesome. So you've got Mid-Ohio this weekend. Jack's had a good practice yesterday. Today, I honestly didn't.
Coming up on 5 Minute News, I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with a pro tour, you can anticipate two engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!
Look at the timesheet yet. And you've got Nashville next, which isn't too far away from here. So what's a realistic outcome? You think you guys can pull out another win with Jack or Elio the rest of this year?
I think, you know, my goal would be to have at least two or three podiums and potentially a win between one of the two guys. So I think we have the equipment, people, capabilities of it. It's just getting everything. I think, you know, Nashville's a wild card because nobody's been there.
Yeah.
You know, Elio does do well on street courses traditionally, so that's a good thing. And Jack comes up to speed very fast also, so, you know, it'll be curious to see how that goes for everybody, I think.
Yeah, what are your early, obviously we haven't been to the track yet, it's still, I think, being built, but, you know, driving over a bridge and driving through kind of the city,
first off, you know, Justin Marks is one of the owners of that, and he and I are very good friends. He ran for me for a year and a half, for almost 2 years. He's got a lot going on in his world this week. But having said that, I've gotten to hear about what they're doing. It's going to be incredible. The pit lane is potentially the best pit lane of the year that we go to, from what I've seen and heard. So I look forward to seeing where that takes us for sure. Obviously, the people, it's just going to be a sea of people. Everybody wants to go to Nashville anyways. It's going to be very busy that weekend. And, I'm just glad I get to be a part of the inaugural one, both cars, you know.
Yeah, I'm excited to go. Everybody's heard me say a million times Nashville is one of my favorite cities just to visit in general. I did my bachelor party there a handful of years ago. From what I'm told, at least, I was there. But, the West Coast swing you guys didn't really get to do last year. So is there a West, you know, Portland and down through California?
We did really well with Jack at Portland last year. We got speared and taken out running third. I think we have a really good chance to score there. We're going to go out and test at Portland at the end of this month. Okay. It's an expensive test because you got to go clear the West Coast, but I think it's going to be well worth it. We're testing the IMSA Kart Road America this month too, so you know we're a busy group. Even though we got 4 weeks, no racing for 4 weeks in a row coming.
You'll still stay pretty busy.
Oh yeah, we got a lot to do.
So with DPI, you've got technically one car, although there is another Acura car. Is there talks with Acura to expand that program as DPI goes on over the next couple of years and morphs into, you know, the LMDH and whatever it may be?
You know, I don't know about that. It's not impossible, but right now we're set up to be a one-car deal, and I'm not sure where that's going to go ultimately. But anything's possible.
Wrap it up with one last question here. Beautiful weekend, by the way. I should mention that the weather is amazing here. Do you get to tour the campgrounds and see how awesome the fans are here? This is one of the places I love just to walk around and see how entertaining the people are.
I want to do that because I've heard that there's some banners and stuff hanging out for our team.
Yeah, there's one over that way that's got a big pink banner.
I'm going to go visit them. You can't buy that kind of loyalty and good stuff. And I want to thank them for that.
Yeah.
So I might do that later today.
Yeah, they're right along the road out to the our right here.
Yeah.
Big pink sign, really cool. I want to say hi to them too because they look very enthusiastic, and I could use a drink after a long day.
I'm sure we'll get a beer out there.
Well, good luck the rest of the season, man.
Appreciate you coming by.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.